Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive, sent to the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and soon return for his beautiful, gorgeous bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So this is number 10 of 12 rules of Jesus, or 12 I Am's. Savior and Lord equals King. So Jesus is Savior and Lord, and one day will be King. 1 John 2, 1-2 says, "My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin." So we don't have to sin. In fact, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not sin. You will not fall to the flesh. But if anyone sins, he has an advocate with the Father, which we've been talking about. Jesus said, "The right hand of the Father, make intercession for us." Jesus Christ, the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. So Jesus didn't just die for us. He died to take the sins of the way of the whole world. And I'm not talking about universalism. He did die for to take away the sins of the whole world, but we have to choose to get into that program or not. And if we don't join that program through confessing our sins, confessing our need for a Savior, repenting of our sin and having faith in Jesus Christ, then we're not partaking it. Even though he paid for it, we're just not taking part of it. Romans 5:12-19, this is a long section here, says, "Therefore, just as though one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because of all sin." Well, let me step back here on a second. I need to enlarge this anyway. So Jesus is the Savior of the world. One man brought destruction in this world, because a lot of times people would debate or be upset. So how come I'm guilty for what this, Adam did and what Eve did? How come this is not fair? Well, it is fair, because we're going to find out that Jesus paid for the sins of all people. Not only Jesus paid for the sins of all people, but Jesus didn't think it was fair either, because he said, okay, since one man brought sin into this world, then one man is going to take sin out of this world and bring righteousness. So one man made a mistake and one man made it right. That is fair. That is just. So now let's read this, what I just talking about, Romans 5:12-19. "Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world," that was Adam, sin entered through Adam, not Eve. We'll talk about that later, why that is. "And death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin." So death spread to us. That's why every man is given once to die, then face judgment. Death is, and it says life is in the blood. Well, our blood has all kinds of sin, all kinds of things that should not be there, which causes sickness and disease and death eventually. "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over those who not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam." Like the offense of Adam, which means Adam knew better. God told Adam, and he had full light. God turned on the light not to eat from that tree. He knew better, and he took it. Eve was deceived. She heard secondhand. She didn't see the light for herself. She just took somebody's secondhand revelation, which is her husband, but Adam didn't. And so that's why it says, "And Adam and Eve over to those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam." So they did sin. They'd sinned more like the likeness of Eve, which means they didn't completely understand. The light wasn't fully turned on. The light was on, but they weren't home, type of thing. But Adam was, the light was on, and he was home, and that's why sin came through the male and not the female. "So it was a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if the transgression of the one, many died. Everybody who's died after Adam, you're going to die, I'm going to die. And much more did the grace of God and the gift of the grace of the one to the man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one whose sin, which is Adam. For the one hand in judgment arose from the transgression resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, for free gift arose from the transgression resulting in justification. For by the transgression of one death reigned through the one, this is where God said this is fair. This is where God is saying this is just. One man brought sin to this world. It's just for one man to take it out. And it's just for us to trust either on our sin nature, on Adam, or to put our faith in Christ Jesus and be saved. For if by one transgression of the one, death reigned from the one, much more than those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. So then, as though one transgression there resulted in condemnation of all men, even so through one act of righteousness there results a justification of life to all men. For as through one man's disobedience many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one that many were made righteous. So that last part, verse 19, Romans 5:19. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, Even so, through the obedience of the one, which is Jesus Christ, the many were made righteous. So Jesus died to take away the sins of the whole world. But only those who put their faith and trust in him and walk in his ways are saved. Not Jesus paid for everybody. There's plenty of room. God is not like an airline where he's overbooking, and when it comes to, some people are just not going to be able to go because there's not enough seats. In fact, there is some doctrines, limited atonement or something like that. But anyway, I believe in, God has made a way for every single person, to be saved. Jesus paid for it all. And so Jesus is a savior of the whole world, not just your church. He's a savior of the whole world, at least those who agree with him. One man's destruction came in, and one man brought salvation in. The plan of salvation is for whosoever. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever, doesn't matter, male or female, doesn't matter which nation, doesn't matter which tongue you're talking from, doesn't matter which time, from Adam to now until Jesus returns. It's a plan of salvation is for whomsoever, whoever agrees, whoever shows up, whoever believes. Only Lord of those who believe receive salvation. Remember, this is how you get saved. John 3:16 is kind of the theory of being saved, that you believe. But you find out Romans 8:8-8, and in Romans 8-10, it says you must believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. I mean, he died on the cross and raised from the dead. And you say that comes about as Jesus is Lord, not Jesus is Savior. He is Savior. But there's a difference between Jesus being Savior and Jesus being Lord. Jesus being Savior just means he saved you. But being Lord means you're no longer your own. You're bought with a price. You follow him. He is Lord. He is Master. He is King. He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. So you're not just saved. I hear sometimes people say, well, Jesus is my Savior, but he's not my Lord yet. Well, I hope they're saying that out of ignorance. Because the Scripture says if he's not your Lord, you're not making it. He's got to be your Lord. You've got to lay down your life. You've got to surrender on whatever area he has told you to surrender. So one man's destruction, you can either go with one man's destruction or one man's salvation. The plan of salvation is for whomsoever. And then Jesus is the Lord of all those who believe, in him and obey him. And what I believe is light appropriate lordship. Some people call it lordship salvation. And of course, there's a lot of people against that. We're saved by grace, not by works. Well, if you really are saved by grace, there's going to be works that follow. Works can't go first. If you're going to have a breech baby, when your baby is born, a baby must come out, head first. He can't come out, tail first. He comes out head first. And so if you're going to come out head first, your tail is also going to come out. Your feet are going to come out. And so the same thing, if you really have faith, by grace, if you're coming at, head first, then you're also going to have works that come out as well. It's going to back that up. It's going to back up your faith, as James says. And what I mean, a light, appropriate lordship is that God's not going to give you anything. He's not going to turn on the light for things that you can't do. He's only going to tell you. If you read the book of Revelation and about the seven churches, he all tells them something that he has has against them. He tells them to correct these things. And so if you have a child that's, 3 years old, you're going to correct that three-year-old according to that age appropriate. At an eight-year-old, you're going to do an age appropriate. At 12, age appropriate. 20, age appropriate. And the Lord is going to do the same thing. He's not going to hold you accountable to some things that you just don't know, that you're just not able to be held accountable. That's why I'm talking about when Jesus turns on the light, he turns on the light for us. Are we going to turn that light off? Because if we turn that light off, then we're like Adam. We saw it. We saw the mess. We saw where we were wrong. We saw our need for repentance. But instead of doing that, we turned off the light and lived in again. And God is merciful to keep turning the light several times, until we get it. But if we don't get it, well, we'll see. But light appropriate lordship. So if you have a three-year-old who says, I hate you, Daddy. I hate you, Mommy. You're going to tell them, don't say that, but they're not going to be held accountable. You're just going to say, don't say that. Now, when they're 6 or 7 years old and they say that, there may be a slapping of a hand, maybe a bending over the knee, slapping of the butt, maybe they, go to your room or something like that, because it's age appropriate. It's light appropriate lordship. But when they're 16 going to say that, there's even going to be, you know, greater consequences. But if they're 18 and are still saying that, I hate you, mother, I hate you, father, well, eventually you're just going to tell them, well, then get out on your own. I still love you, but if you don't love us, you cannot stay in this household and be divisive like this. You're going to have to go. Well, God is the same way. This is He is Lord. He's not just Savior, but He is Lord. And He's only going to be Lord over us according to what is appropriate to our understanding of Him, of our walking with Him. Now, there's a whole lot of people, you know, that have walked with Him for a while. They've seen things, and they want to pretend like they didn't see things. And you're going to be held accountable for that, because we're all going to be held accountable for what we do know. And we're not going to be able to lie to God. You know, we can lie to ourselves, and we can lie to one another. We're always praying, says, God, I don't know what my problem is. You know, I don't know why I'm going through this. When God's already turned on the light, you think the Father of glory, you think the Father who loves you, sent His own Son, is going to keep you in the dark and not tell you what your issues are? If you're really asking Him, He's going to turn that light on, and you're going to decide to either turn that light off. No, I'm looking for a different issue. This can't be it. This is too messy. But anyway, that's what this is. It's Jesus, Savior and Lord, which equals King.